from the Great Plains Empower North Dakota Conference. One of those sponsors we just heard from in United States Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Now let's talk to the senior senator from North Dakota, and that is Senator John Hovind. Senator, good to have you on News and Views.
Hi, Joel. How are you?
I know you just addressed the group in there. I know you'd rather be here. That's a foolish thing, so I won't even ask you that.
That's a slam dunk. That's always true.
Talk to me about what your perception is of what's going on in D.C. right now.
I think we're getting close, and we need to get this done. Look, we've got to get the government open, and we've got to address the debt ceiling. The thing I've really been working on is trying to make sure that we get some savings and reforms, either, you know, as part of the agreement or a commitment to go there and get it done. Addressing the debt ceiling means we've got to have reforms, savings to get the deficit and the debt under control, along with economic growth. Economic growth is a huge part of it, but I think the markets would respond well to that if we truly address the kind of reforms and savings we need to. And, hey, this is common sense stuff. Think the Farm Bill. We reform the Farm Bill. We got a better plan, better crop insurance, and we'll save $30 billion to help with the deficit and the debt. So it's very doable, but we got to get people committed to do it.
In fairness, Senator, the biggest problem you have isn't in your own chamber. It sounds as though your leader and the leader on the Democratic side are working things out, coming to a conclusion on what the perception of the Senate is when it happens. Your problem lies in the other chamber. And so what are you going to do as this clock ticks closer to Thursday and you sit here and we're up against the fact that we're going to owe countries bills of money that we borrowed?
The House is meeting right now. They're coming back with some things. We'll see what that is. We're meeting at noon. Look, our government was set up with checks and balances so that, you know, it truly, as well as possible, reflected the will of the people. Now, we've got to find a way to compromise and get government open and address the debt ceiling and all these things. But that is part of that checks and balances where the Senate's going to have some ideas in there. The House is going to demand they have some ideas. And obviously the administration. And that's what we've got to put together, but we need to get it done.
Senator Hovind, I don't claim to understand all the rules of the United States Senate. And if I did, I'd change some of them.
You'd be a sharp guy if you did, I'll tell you.
I just think that some of what happens in that chamber is just ridiculous. And I would say that if my party was in the minority. I give you my word on that. So what can your caucus do to rein in a Senator Cruz from Texas so that he doesn't pull the same type of thing that he pulled on you already?
You know, Joel, no matter who it is representing whatever state, whether House, Senate, or even his administration, ultimately we're accountable to the American people. And that's who finally decides, how this works. And they decide at the ballot box, and they decide by expressing their approval or disapproval. And, you know, really that is the ultimate judge. That's who we answer to. And that's true for all of us.
Are you comfortable moving these dates as close out there as January and February, which is what the House is coming out with? So that basically America is going to look at you and say, well, all you did was just buy a little time and kick the can down the road.
Well, Joel, here's the challenge. How do we make sure that we're doing just what I said at the outset, addressing the debt and deficit with reforms and savings? There's got to be a commitment to do that. And if we don't keep it, look, you remember all your years in the North Dakota legislature. Something gets done when you're up against the deadline. And we've got to keep some kind of pressure on and have some way to make sure people get this done. We've got to have reforms and savings to get government on a fiscally sound track. And like I said, I think that'll generate more economic growth, too. So some way, there's got to be a commitment to get this done, and we've got to kind of hold people's feet to the fire, if you will, so we get it done.
But, Senator, nothing in any of these proposals, in any of either the House or the Senate proposal, forces Paul Ryan or Patty Murray to get a deal done other than, hey, we don't want to go through all this again. There's nothing in there that says, look, you will get a deal done. You will get a deal done. You have to.
Right. That's my concern. In the proposal, both that the Senate leadership is working, and I think what you'll see come back from the House, because obviously I've been trying to talk to House members as well to get some agreement. We've got to have agreement with Senate and House. And that is that they would come back that the budget committees would go to conference, and that is regular order, and they would go to conference, and they would hammer out a budget, and they have to bring that back by December 15th. So that's, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. There's got to be some commitment to find some of these savings and reforms.
Senator, I have always respected you.
And again, the Farm Bill, by year end, let's make darn sure that Farm Bill gets done as part of it, right?
Let's get it done right, though. Let's not blow it up like they did in the House, and that's the problem here.
Well, of course we have to get it done right. Yeah, that goes without saying we have to get it done right, sure.
But Senator, I want to throw this to you because you use terms like economic development, jobs, and you mean it when you say it. I get that, I respect that about you. But I mean this when I say it. There's really two Republican parties out there. You're part of that Reagan Republican Party that wanted to limit government growth, that wanted to not always go to the tax well, that wanted to use economic growth as a tool for using government in a good way. I respect that. That isn't where your party is at today. That isn't where people who are running your party is at today. And so is it time for the Tea Party of the nation to separate from your party, or else strong leaders from within your party, such as you, such as others that I could name, like Senator McCain and Senator Corker and others, to look at them and say, sit down and shut up?
Look, we live in a democracy. Everybody gets to voice their opinion. And sure, there's a wide range of different opinions in our party. You and I have talked about this before, and obviously we're working to try to bring people together. But at the end of the day, we've got to figure out how we solve problems for the American people. And that's going to decide whether it's the Republican Party or the Democrat Party who's in a position to govern.
Well, Senator Hoeven, I think that one of the things I don't want to be remiss on is thanking you for continuing on our great tradition with this Great Plains Empower North Dakota Conference. I think that this was something that was started by your predecessors. You easily could have let it go by the wayside, and yet in a bipartisan fashion, you're all working to keep it alive and bringing energy leaders across the nation together here on the great campus of Bismarck State College. So hats off to you for that. I think a lot of good things can come out of a meeting like this.
You know, and look at what a powerful energy can be for growth and job creation in this country, and obviously North Dakota is showing the way in that regard.
Senator, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joel.
Senator John Hoeven. I meant what I said when I was talking about a separation in his party. He's not going to take the bait on that. I can throw all the chum in the water I want. He's smarter than that. You know, Senator Hoeven isn't going to say, yeah, you know what, Tea Party, go form your own party. Go do that because, you know, but I truly believe that for them to be the national force that they can be, as they were in the Reagan era, and as they were for much of the George W. Bush era, to be the ones in charge, to be the ones dictating policy, that they're going to learn to need to deal with that Tea Party faction. They're going to. They're going to need to be able to learn to look at the Eric Cantors and the Kevin Kramers and the Kristi Noems of the world and say, you know what? You're killing us. You're absolutely killing us as a party. You are not helping us. You are putting us on such a fringe that our poll numbers, as John McCain said, are down to blood relatives and staff members supporting us, and that's it. You know, and it seems to me that after a lifetime of public service, Senator Hoeven and others have earned the right to say that. He's just not the kind of guy who's going to look at a Ted Cruz and say, hey, you just got the job. Sit down and shut up. Maybe we have a different approach.